Father's Day. Barbecues galore.
My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
You get the word peanuts in there, huh?
Did he say peanuts?
Yes, he did.
I wonder what Russ is doing. I heard he was in Flagstaff last
I don't know.
Anyway, you're listening to The Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, a.k.a. The Data Doctors.
The Emperors of Evil Email.
No, not evil.
Oh, not evil email?
No. Empathetic email.
The Godfathers of...
Geek, yes.
Everything absolutely. Geek and Greek.
Hey, before we went to break... We were talking about...
When our heroes last left you.
VPNs.
We had Cheryl.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is holding on line two. Who's
yes.
still there.
I am.
All right, let's explain this real quick in a real quick analogy. The internet is the great public network. The internet allows anybody to talk to anybody because it's a public
It's
entity.
Actually a big collection of a lot of little
yes.
networks.
But think of it as the public network. A private network is where, maybe say, like in our stores, we have a private network set up so nobody from the outside can get in. A virtual private network uses the public network privately, if you can figure that one out. It uses special software and hardware.
It really quietly, yes. It's all secret stuff. So it uses the big public internet to try to link two networks together
Privately
yes. and kind of sort of securely mostly.
But what they didn't tell you, virtual means you're not really connecting.
It's like the early days of plug and play.
Yeah, it's not working for you, right?
Right.
So it's virtually a private network, but it's
exactly.
not.
Exactly.
It's really. Almost working.
they should have called it an almost virtual private, no, anyway.
Yeah.
So are you using hardware or software or a combination of both?
It's a combination of both.
Okay.
Probably at the corporate end where you're trying to connect to, they have a piece of hardware that regulates this stuff to allow access in or not. And at your end, they probably have some piece of software you have to load that is supposed to connect you up, right?
Well, yeah. We've got two gateways. One is definitely hardware. It's a Cisco VPN concentrator. But the other one's just the straight Microsoft VPN that I should be able to just hook to.
Cheryl, you're not kidding around, are you?
No.
You know your junk.
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah.
Geek meter. I think
I'm
she gets a bong, doesn't she?
A bong? Oh,
yeah.
I got one of those. Yeah.
No.
There it is.
Most inscrutable, a woman, a listener, very geeky.
So, the bottom line on this stuff is your connection to the internet works just fine, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
So all of the issues are going to be between you and whoever manages this VPN.
Unless you're the person that manages this VPN, in which case
you in trouble.
Yeah, well, I'm almost the person.
Yeah. I mean, there are all kinds of restrictions that can be put into place that don't
right.
allow certain, like, IP addresses and those kinds of things.
Yeah,
so.
A lot of
right.
times, depending on the company, that the way these things are a lot of times set up is instead of just being out there for anybody with the right client and the right username and the right password and all the right combinations to hook up to, they limit it and say, okay, only if you're coming from these specific addresses, and so you have to first kind of register mm-hmm. your system or your IP address or something with the people at the corporation, letting them know that you're going to be connecting, and then they open it up to your access, and then you have to have all the right, you know, all the moons have to align and all those things.
Yes.
And so there may be more things than just having the software set up correctly.
The bottom line here, Cheryl, unfortunately, because it's very specific to your situation, there's just
right.
We can just give you general.
No, that's fine. Any hints will help.
Yeah, it's basically a configuration issue. That's about
okay.
all it can
Aren't
be.
Aren't you glad you held for all that time to find that out?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, but Cheryl, let's take your pain. And relate it to others so that others learn. That's the whole point of this show, that others are going to learn from you.
Absolutely.
We see a lot of small businesses that don't have a qualified IT staff trying to put together VPNs, and it's just a constant nightmare. So word to the wise, if you're going to try to create a VPN, make sure you're willing to put up with these kinds of things, because even if you get it working, there's always things that come into play that knock it out, and it doesn't work anymore. And
right.
now you have to figure out, is it the hardware, the software, the provider, which one of these?
That's your word to the wise mother?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's Father's Day.
So there we go.
And for those people who really like all the sound files we play, or actually really hate them,
yes.
I've got one more.
That is not my puddle.
See?
Yeah, see that? Yeah. Thank you, Brack.
That's right.
So, Cheryl, you need to basically go through all the situations configurations. Do you have access to somebody's system that is working?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
So you can maybe start with that and see if there's any differences. You know,
also, again, check with those people that are making it happen. You might have to have something registered, like either your MAC address or your IP address, or something that's part of your machine or part of your connection that tells them, hey, I'm allowed in.
You have firewall software on your computer?
I don't on the computer, but that's part of the problem, I think, is I'm using a Netgear router that does have firewall built in.
You might want to try just bypassing that temporarily, and you sound like you're fairly geeky enough that you could get just the one computer plugged straight into the cable modem just to try and see if bypassing that router helps get you through. And if so, then you just got to work on your Netgear and trying to configure there.
Yeah, you're going to have to create a DMZ on your router.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to leave that just to the geeks. We're not even going to try to explain that to the general masses. All right.
Thank you.
Hey,
good luck. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's how it works, folks. You call in, we make up an answer, and
what's going on with that crazy, cheesy radio voice, Ken?
I don't know.
Man, I don't know about
it's 94 degrees. And
hey, I got an email question that somebody popped in here that's
somebody
good stuff.
Somebody actually sent us an email.
Well, I got 50, 60 of them, but one that I thought was kind of interesting from Dave about the use of zone alarm.
Yes.
If you've listened to this program for any length of time, you know that we have a favorite in the world of free kind of ways to protect yourself if you especially have an online and always-on connection and you don't have yourself behind a firewall router thing.
Piece of hardware.
Yeah. Anyway, Dave asks, listen to your program every chance I get. Thanks, I've learned a lot. Had to throw that part in.
Sure.
Got curious and was wondering if it would be possible to download spyware like Hotbar, and I'm assuming he means like accidentally download and not know it's spyware, but then use Zone Alarm to keep it from having access to the Internet. Haven't done this, was just wondering if anyone knew the answer and knew that if anyone did know, it would be you.
Yes, and the answer is yes. All right, next email.
Yes. What he's basically asking is if you have a piece of spyware, whether or not you know it, or if you like a particular program, but you don't like the fact that it is spyware and reporting back somewhere all the time, telling it about your surfing habits or whatever it is that it's reporting, can you install that piece of software and have something like Zone Alarm that will
block it,
basically block its ability to report? And yes, the answer is yes, because what happens is every time you try to access the Internet or any program you have tries to access the Internet, it pops up and says, hey, this is trying to access. Are you cool with that?
And in Zone Alarm, you can actually go to the list of programs that it's already got identified.
Right.
Say, always let this program on, never let this program on, or always ask me. So you can set that up in Zone Alarm. But if you're specifically addressing spyware, we've got a better idea.
We do.
Yes.
Which is what?
Get rid of the spyware.
Yes. Probably there's a good alternative out there that is spyware free that also is probably inexpensive, cheap, or free.
I just wrote a column about spyware detectors, SpyBot and AdAware. If you look on our computerproblems.com website, you'll see our weekly newspaper columns, and you'll see a little spyware column about 2 or 3 weeks back.
Or just type in the word spyware in the search thing. I'm sure you'll find the column very quickly that way.
Right.
Yes.
SpyBot and AdAware are two free programs you can download that will scour your computer and get rid of these hidden little programs that report back data on your computer usage.
They're like virtual scrub brushes for your inside of your data drive.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff.
All right. So hopefully that helps whoever that was.
By the way, we've got a rare thing, a free line open. I'm going to throw out the number because I know you want it, you need it, and you've got to have it at 602-277-5827. That's the number you can dial in right now. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to have our special Computer Corner News with Michael Valdivia, our fine producer and friend. And
the lovely Miss M.
Yeah, and the female influence on the show.
Hey, we got a great picture of the three of us at the Bank One Ballpark last week in the little fishbowl in there.
We got to post that somewhere so people can see what.
Maybe we'll make that the permanent
what
picture.
What Mike Howell looks like.
No, that doesn't matter.
Oh, what Ken looks like. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
my bad.
It's all about me.
Anyway, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll deal with that and a lot more of your calls and questions. 602-277-5827.
It's the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Honey?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'd like to do for our anniversary?
Oh, something romantic?
Well, sort of.